At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
Hour 2 of VSiN Primetime coming up bottom of the hour. Week 1 of college football season. Is it a little underwhelming slate?
A little.
But I'm trying to be positive.
This might be the worst week 1 slate in history, especially because they put the best two games on Thursday and Sunday. If LSU FSU was a Saturday game, then the slate would look different.
Better.
If Utah Florida was, that's Thursday, right?
That's Thursday.
Yeah, if that was Saturday, if those games were Saturday, it'd be like, okay, all right, I can make this work. Man, Saturday is terrible. I mean, it's football, so I'm not going to say terrible, but it's not like, okay, I got to change plans and I make this is must-watch TV.
Hey, man. Vanderbilt, Hawaii ended up being must-watch TV for me on Saturday, so anything is great, but...
Once Colorado beats TCU, I mean...
A cigar bet?
I might just go on a binge.
Cigar bet? Well, you want a cigar bet that?
I didn't hear you.
I didn't know, yeah. Strutting your peacocks there. I would like to see that over 3.5 ticket. You're going to get that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
seemed really confident.
No, because I was my mind was somewhere else. Uh-huh. I was about to ask you something. So week 1 takeaway or week 0 takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
Has your opinion changed on the impact not stopping the clock after first downs has on the total?
Not really. And I think maybe week 1 will do it because week 0, 4 unders, 3 overs. So, you know, nothing too outrageous there. You had a Service Academy game, so I wrote it down here.
It should have been four overs. I don't know how La Tech. I don't know what happened in the second half.
Well, FIU's terrible. That's how that happened.
Yeah, but La Tech only scored a touchdown in the second half. So it's not like
each team averaged 62, this was courtesy of Tom Fornelli over at CBS. He did this. 62.4 plays per game, each team, in week 0. Last year, each team averaged 68.69 plays per game. However, that did include a Service Academy game. Notre Dame had 57 plays, Navy had 55. So if you remove Navy from the equation, it was about a tweak of 4 plays per team per game. In week 0.
Notre Dame Navy felt like the shortest first half in the history of college football.
It went fast, man.
Yeah.
It went fast. And you still had a chance if Navy doesn't run If Notre Dame makes their field goals, a field goal attempt, and Navy missed a field goal attempt, and they ran a trick play on first and goal, so...
Yeah.
But four overs...
I barely got through one drink. I was four, like, darn.
Four unders, three overs. But no, I mean, I think this week with more games, it'll be much more of a sample size. We'll see how it all plays out. Brad Powers, as mentioned, coming up at the bottom of the hour. So we will chat with Brad here about his thoughts on what just unfolded week zero and week one. Before we get to Sean, some college football notable news of the day, we do have an update. We're going to start doing these on a regular basis. A poll question of the day. You can quote. You can vote on it at VSiN Live. Both Sean and I retweeted it as well. At one Tim Murray, at Real Sean King. Commander, which is the best Circa Survivor selection for week one? Producer Britton utilized the four biggest favorites. So you can always write in an option if you would prefer that. Like Sean is apparently thinking about the Falcons in week one, which would be crazy. Commanders, 46.3% of the vote. Ravens, who are playing the Texans, 27.1% of the vote. Vikings over the Bucks, 18.8% of the vote. Chiefs over Lions, 7.8% of the vote. People might be wondering, why is the Chiefs so low? Because in Circa Survivor, just a reminder for those who are unaware, Christmas is its own week, and the Kansas City Chiefs host the Las Vegas Raiders on Christmas Day, and it certainly feels like that is the most likely option.
Can I say something?
Sure. It is your show.
I'm nervous now.
About what?
Well, when I first looked at the schedule, it was probably about a month ago, when I first, like, looked at the schedule with a Survivor prism.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? I can get through week one on a game where there won't be a lot of people, and that's the Commanders. So this is before Sam Howell had played a preseason game. This is before Rivera admitted publicly that players were coming to him about, you know, Eric Bieniemy being too hard on him. This is before all of that. And I would have really probably been on the island by myself at that point.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm just saying, this Commanders energy, Tim, is based a lot, in large part, on them beating the Ravens and people watching that game. Because Sam Howell, remember, in that first team, played almost the whole first half. The defense rested all their starters, but Sam Howell, I'm just telling you, a lot of this Commanders energy, now granted, it's been a domino effect. It started with Daniel Snyder finally selling the team and Josh Harris becoming owner, but that was a standalone game. National game. Josh Harris was there on the sideline. You even mentioned how out of whack you thought it was that the Commanders were that emotionally attached to a preseason game.
Fourth biggest win in franchise history.
Right. So all I'm saying is a lot of people watched that game. I think a lot of this all of a sudden Commanders support is recent. So now I'm getting a little worried. I said all that to say this. I'm getting a little worried.
About what?
Because now I think everybody's going to be on the Commanders week one.
It'll probably be. And look, when we went up to Legends Bay, this was
pre-Ravens
victory.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Survivor a lot when we went up to Reno with Derek and Mike Palm and Wilbo and Banksy. And we talked about Washington made a lot of sense. To me, it's Washington or Minnesota because I don't look at options for either one of those. And I feel more comfortable, especially with Washington playing Arizona, with the momentum that will be in that stadium, you know, which is just an absolute gem of crap. But I think there will be excitement there. I know there has been excitement there at practice, which is incredibly rare. And then you look at the schedule, and there's just nothing really else that. In my opinion, you disagree, but in my opinion, when I look at, now you don't have to use Washington, right? You have to use 20 teams.
Right.
So 12 teams you won't use, but you're not going to use Arizona. You're not going to use Houston. You're not going to use Indianapolis. Washington, to me, makes the most sense in week number one. But the question I have, Sean, is as much as you love and have vouched for him and he's your guy,
right?
There still is a little bit of like, Well, he was a fifth-round pick, and he's only made one start against a very uninterested Cowboys team.
No,
None
of my trepidation has anything to do with Sam Howell.
I'm not saying you are. That's me.
Oh.
So with two selections, do I go safe with the Ravens, who, if they lose to the Texans at home, good God almighty. But there are plenty of other options to use the Baltimore Ravens.
My trepidation is Ron Rivera actually tries to coach all of a sudden. That's what I'm worried about. Because he doesn't call the plays on either side. Like, I'm worried that he's going to put the headset on and try and call the defense. Or, you know, he's going to do something to try and make himself the center of attention. That worries me more than anything. Plus the fact that I just, in my 2 years now being at VSiN, being in this sports gambling space, when everybody thinks one thing, that's generally a situation where something opposite can happen. Yes. It does not always.
Yes. I hear what you're saying.
But
and
I,
look,
I just, I, you know me.
I bet that way a lot, you know.
I wanted to be the only person saying Commanders.
You.
And basically after the poll.
Do you not listen?
I was seeing Commanders before he went to Legend Bay. I had brought it up one day.
Sure you did.
We got to find it.
I'm sure you did.
We got to find it. But it's not about who said it first.
Well,
it's about, then it's first, and you know I've been on Sam Howell for 2 years now. So you know I was going to ride with Sam Howell against the worst team in football, in my opinion.
That's okay. So stop. You're overthinking it. You're fading the worst team in the NFL, a team that has just traded away, cut Colt McCoy, who once again –
That doesn't factor into it for me.
I understand.
Josh Dobbs has been
on the roster for a week.
It's all the same
Clayton
stuff.
Clayton Tune.
Like, he'll have 3 weeks by the time they play. Because they don't play this week. Then they got the week before the game. So he'll have 3 weeks to learn the playbook. But I mean, Colt McCoy, Josh Dobbs, Clayton Tune, that was all the same person as far as, like, how I was going to handicap the Cardinals.
But here's the thing, Sean, too, is, look, I love to fade the public and find the stinky line. In Survivor, in this contest, you're not fading the public.
Right, it's just who's going to win or lose.
You just need to win 20 times. That's all that matters. Yeah. And you can't worry about what other people
are
doing.
You know I'm going to have a Survivor on the Commanders. You know that.
I would hope.
Yeah.
I just hope that one of them's not on the Falcons.
I haven't decided that yet, but I'm trying to find another way to finagle.
I mean, just think about it for a moment. If at 2 out of 3 years... You lost an entry in week one on the Atlanta Falcons, a team that you have openly criticized their quarterback.
Yeah. I lost with Matt Ryan.
Pondering. No, I know.
So the fact that I would go back with Desmond Ridder.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't seem smart.
Don't overthink it, Sean King.
I may use it on this show, though, for one of mine.
That's fine. Yeah. Like, if you want to get creative on this show when we have nothing on the line, me and you are, by the way, we're owed some beverages at some point here. But,
Yeah, they did in a year. Yeah, we're still out of date, right, from last year.
Wilbo 2 years ago.
We tied, right?
Well, yeah, me and you tied. Wilbo came in here.
We tied and had separate games in the week that we tied. That's what's crazy.
No. So you could vote on the poll over at VSiN Live as I'm in. My two entries are in. Sean is going to do some at some point. TikTok, Sean.
I got time, right? It's 2 weeks.
You got till next Saturday.
Yeah, you don't get to make a play early because you come early.
A pretty unique season prop bet is out there. We will discuss next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get a daily email recap. All the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll get unlimited access to our vsin.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard and view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. For VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up for just $19. Head on over to vsin.com/subscribe. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Prime Time. College football week number one just around the corner. A Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday weekend, and some island opportunities. So we'll see. By the way, if you go over to the vsin.com/picks page, picks are rolling in. So make sure to check those out. Differing opinions from differing handicappers across the network. So keep that keep
Speaking
tabs on that.
Game, mm-hmm. Did you hear Billy Napier's answer to why they decided to go with Graham Mertz?
I did not.
I guess he's friends with who was the Wisconsin head coach at the time? It was I'm drawing a blank on his name. Anyway. Paul Chryst.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Chryst said that Wisconsin was at fault for Graham's failures. They tried to put him in a system that didn't fit his skill set. And so Napier thinks that he fits Florida's scheme because he was very highly rated coming out of high school.
Huge. And he.
So the reason I brought this up, with the uncertainty at quarterback for Utah, I mean, I know Cam Risen's listed as one on the depth chart.
I really don't think
I'll believe that when I see it.
I don't think he'll play.
Is there some value in? I know the numbers come down, but it has gone. What is it? 6.5, 7 now.
Yep.
And taking Florida at almost a touchdown.
I'm not betting Florida, or excuse me, I'm not betting Utah. I'll just say that. I think, and we'll talk to Brad and get his thoughts. I think it's a fair question to ask. Florida's strength will be their running backs this year. They've got a couple solid running backs. And this entire offseason has just kind of been a crap on Florida.
Right. It's not like they don't have good players. But
and similar
last
to
time
last
people
year,
saw them, they were getting their doors kicked in by Oregon State.
I mean, I was right front and center of that. That was an ass whooping. Like, jump from the jump. Now, Jack Miller was the starting quarterback. They had a banged up offensive line. How much better will they be? TBD. But that is fascinating. You know, you look over, you know, go to VSiN.com, our betting splits page. Still plenty of more action to come in, but 61% of the bets right now on Utah. And I think my guess would be, Sean, especially if it stays under that touchdown, there's going to be a lot of intrigue to take the Utah Utes. But I'll just point this out, and it's worth remembering. Last year, Utah beat USC, had a bye week. They played Washington State on a Thursday night. Nobody knew that Cam Rising was going to be out. And they trotted out there, and where's Cam? Why is he not playing? Kyle Whittingham historically doesn't tell anybody anything.
Plus, it helps having a team out of the country.
What's?
I mean, Utah might as well be in Canada.
There are neighbors to the north. You're in
Yeah, they're
in
close
Nevada.
To Nevada, but they're not close to anybody that actually covers college football heavily. So nobody can get there and find out for themselves. Might as well be in Canada.
That's the first one. I haven't heard that.
Well, you look at the Power Five conferences. I mean, they're kind of a standalone in a state. They're not in California. They're definitely not in the South.
BYU's in a power conference.
Yeah, they could hide some injuries too, trust me. You're going to stick out going to Provo. I'm just saying. You can get a whole lot of where you from.
Oh, God. All right. A couple news and notes. Oh, man.
That's why Whittingham's able to hide information. He's in Canada. I mean.
Four games on Thursday, Kent State, UCF, who Sean picked to win the title.
Are they going to lose week one?
No, they will not lose week one.
This was a mandated long shot play. So
yes,
I took a big swing.
I had the first pick. I took Washington, and Sean went scrambling the fighter jets and took UCF. They play Kent State.
Well, they won it a couple years ago, so I guess they could win it again, right?
They didn't win nothing.
They have a banner in their stadium that says national champ.
Congratulations. I can have a T-shirt that says I was an All-American. Doesn't mean I was an All-American. Kent State, by the way, brings back zero offensive starters. Lost their head coach, lost their whole coaching staff.
The OC of Colorado now, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah. So they could be an absolute disaster. I saw Matt Eumanns here at VSiN, our colleague, gave out the under today last night, I think, on VSiN tonight. North Carolina State, UConn. Fun fact about this game, Sean. This will be the furthest NC State travels all year. NC State up to UConn. There are four other road games.
That number has moved in favor of UConn.
Yeah, there's some belief in the fighting Jim Morris. They just announced.
The fighting John Goulet's.
Well, yeah, John Goulet, our program director. There are four road games this year at UVA, at Duke, at Wake, at Virginia Tech. So going to the rent Thursday night. This will be the longest NC State travels. I called this, Sean, on the podcast earlier today, the Peaches and Herb Bowl. Reunited and it feels so good. Brennan Armstrong is back with Robert Anai.
He is.
His old offensive coordinator.
At Virginia.
And Joe Fignano is back with his old head coach. Who is Joe Fignano? He is the former Maine quarterback who reunites with his old head coach, Nick Charlton, who is the offensive coordinator at UConn. And Fignano won out over Taquan Roberson, who tore his ACL in the opener last year for UConn against Utah State, the Penn State transfer, and Zion Turner, who actually stepped in for Roberson and help guide UConn to a bowl game last year.
He beat out Zion?
Yeah. I'm curious about this game. I really am.
If you don't think Brennan Armstrong is going to bounce back, UConn's definitely the side.
Because
that's a funky little place to play.
Yeah.
And they got some guys. You know, the running back's good. The receiver's a little...
They did lose a couple pieces. Their main running back, who actually got hurt after the fourth game, Nathan Carter, who was a pretty darn good running back, he transferred to Michigan State. Aaron Turner, their leading wide receiver, transferred to Cincinnati. But you know, over time, they've brought in some Power Five guys. Their defense doesn't suck, so got that going for you.
Yeah.
One thing, NC State did add a late piece in the portal. Bradley Rosner from Rice, eighth-year player, put up some big numbers at Rice.
How is that even legal?
I don't know. Nothing makes sense. But Brennan Armstrong, last year with Robert Anai, how about these stats, folks? In 11 games, he threw for 4,449 yards, 31 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. Sean, he had six games where he threw for over 400 yards.
Yeah, he was a baller. And then Tony Elliott and crew got there, and he turned into a scrub. So.
He was terrible last year. So that game is on Thursday as well. We have Nebraska at Minnesota, which we will spend some more time on. That game, I want
to take Nebraska money line so bad, but our producer, Britton Hess, who's a diehard Nebraska.
I don't know. He kind of.
I mean, he's not running around peacocking and advocating for the Cornhuskers, so I feel like, why should I back him? Like, if there are two games on this week one schedule that I want to take a touchdown or bigger underdog on the money line.
Okay.
Who? And that's Nebraska and Duke.
Ooh,
Duke plays on Sunday against Clemson. I'm not going to do it.
Monday. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Monday.
So we got Sunday games too?
Oh, yeah. The LSU-Florida State game.
Oh, it's Sunday. That's right. Okay, yeah.
Monday by itself.
Yeah, Monday. Monday, 5 o'clock. 8 o'clock Eastern, yeah. I want to take. If I'm up at that point, I will have some sort of play.
I'll book it.
On Duke. No.
You can give it to the Tim.
No, this is just my love for Riley Leonard. This is my love for the Duke quarterback. I don't think Duke has the pieces to pull the upset. So if you're listening or watching, don't go run to your app and bet Duke money line.
No, they wouldn't.
This is just
they're smarter than that.
This is just if certain things that I want to happen, I'd love for Nebraska as an underdog to win outright against Minnesota so that I can take Colorado the following week versus Nebraska. And I'd love for Duke to win this outright so I can get closer to over, 6.5 wins? Yeah.
Not happening. But I'll happily book your book.
You see how I set Britton up the dunk on his head?
You know they're like a 9-point favorite. Nebraska is against Colorado.
Yeah, and if they beat Minnesota outright on the road, they'll be 2 touchdown favorites.
What does Brad Powers, college football handicapper, think of the week one games we discuss next?
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Week 0 in the books. Week 1, I see you on Thursday. Yes, indeedy. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. Set your calendars now, ladies and gentlemen. 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, Tuesday. It's when our next guest will join us throughout the college football season. Always love picking his brain, the one and only Brad Powers, at BradPowers7 on Twitter. You catch him all over the place. You can also hear him on a weekly basis with our friend Todd Furman, Payne Insider, the Bet the Board podcast. So a lot to get to, a lot to unpack. I want to start with Thursday's slate, and I actually want to get your opinion on Nebraska-Minnesota. We were hitting on it a little bit. We were kind of ho-humming, like, 7 feels like a lot. Mo Ibrahim's gone. They lost Trey Potts. Tanner Morgan, you know, somehow exhausted his eligibility at 33. So Minnesota laying 7 against Nebraska, new era. What do your numbers, Brad, look like on this game? And is there anything worth digging up in Thursday night showdown in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, I'm going to lean Minnesota. I mean, my exact numbers have it at 7.7, so some slight value here on Minnesota. You know, I'm not as worried about the running back situation. Watching Minnesota's spring game, I think they got 2-3 guys that are capable of filling. They're not going to be as good as Ibrahim, but I think, you know, running back's the one position that I just don't value that much. I think when you look at their Western Michigan transfer they bring in, a couple other guys stepping up that have been higher-rated recruits, I'm fine there. Wide receiver and tight end, I'm also fine. Kelly McManus at quarterback, I think, has got a stronger arm than Tanner Morgan. We'll see if he can be as consistent. It's more of a fade against Nebraska. Mm-hmm. I see this every summer. A lot of love, a lot of, you know, optimism around Nebraska football. And I know Scott Frost is no longer there, and they've upgraded at head coach and Matt Rhule. But I think long-term Matt Rhule is great. But, man, short-term, his first seasons, whether it be at Temple or Baylor, were abysmal. So, I don't think this is the spot to jump in on Nebraska right now.
Kelly McManus, the quarterback for Minnesota, just want to point this out, has nothing to do with handicapping, might have one of the coolest nicknames. The Greek Gunslinger. That's badass. Hmm. Chris Andrews, by the way, over at the South Point, it's his new favorite player.
The Greek Gunslinger. I like it.
Of the other 3 FBS versus FBS games we have on Thursday before we jump ahead to the weekend, got Kent State at UCF. That number has gone crazy because Kent State is bringing back pretty much nobody. You got Penn State at UConn. We talked about, you know, the reunited quarterback OC situations for both teams, and then Florida and Utah with the uncertainty of Cam Rising. Of those three games, Brad, anything side or total that is intriguing to you right now?
Yeah, I'm at the point now where the value that's left in the marketplace are on the teams that nobody wants to bet on. So give me Kent State plus 37. I'm not sure that weather is going to be a factor, but the total is coming down. And when you got suppressed scoring, I would rather be on the take than laying a huge number here. And I get it. Kent State's taking a big step back from what they were even last year, but they were a shorter dog on the road to Washington, Oklahoma. Covered those numbers, covered easily against Georgia last year. Last I checked, UCF isn't as good as those three teams. So even though Kent State zero returning starters, they did get some high quality transfers. So I'm just not sure that the market's, in my opinion, way too negative and too down on Kent State at this point.
We're talking to Brad Powers at BradPowers7 on Twitter. You can catch him weekly with our with the guys over at the Bet the Board podcast, a ton of other spots. So make sure to follow him on Twitter. He'll point you in the right directions. I want to revisit a game that you gave out on this show a couple weeks ago. I just want to re-gauge your temperature because temperature is the key word down in Denton, Texas, as the Mean Green take on Cal. So walk us through Cal, North Texas, because I believe this is a favorite play of yours, which is available at 6.5 if you do like the Golden Bears.
So you got to be concerned anytime the market moves against you. It doesn't normally happen with me. It happens about 15% of the bets that I make. So, it's a bet that I made even at Cal 7. I'm a guy that always likes to talk about great numbers that I did get. Well, I took a bad number. A little bit concerned, and the major reason is, there's four weather issues, and the weather being Cal might not be used to playing in that type of temperature, 100 degree heat. Cal's fall camp hasn't been really great as far as on the injury front, some key injuries and not necessarily guys are going to move the point spread too much, but combined cumulatively, they would a little bit. And then, the Cal camp, as far as the quarterbacks go, hasn't been overwhelming. So because of that, we're seeing some resistance. With that being said, I still like Cal, -6.5. It's one of my favorite plays of the week. So I just think the market does not consider the transfer portal yet, does not know how to handle it. I'll give you a good example from last week. Massachusetts, 20-plus transfers came in. You saw that. I mean, that is not the same football team as last 3-4 years. Now, they're still a bad football team, but they're not the worst team in the country when they're bringing in like 15-plus Power 5 transfers. You saw it at quarterback. You saw it at the edge. You saw it at wide receiver. Cal brought in a lot of high-quality transfers that I'm not sure that the market is grasping. I saw with my own eyes in the spring game. I'm not sure a lot of people were watching the Pac-12 Network at Cal spring game.
And real quickly, just to circle back on, I think you mentioned it, but North Texas lost a bunch of guys in the spring, right?
Yeah, post-spring, they lost two of their best players. One of their deep threats went to Auburn, and their leading returning tackler left him, also went to Auburn, and they lost a tight end to Arkansas. So he lost three guys that went to Power 5 programs, all in the SEC post-spring. So first-year coach, I just don't think they're going to be ready to play against a Cal team that has to have a sense of urgency off multiple losing seasons in a row. COVID was a major problem for Cal. They had to work out at their football stadium. They couldn't be indoors and stuff. So I think now that we're 3 years removed from that 2020 season, you'll start to see Cal what they were pre-2020 under Wilcox, and they were a perennial bowl team.
We're talking once again to our good friend Brad Powers. Brad, teams that played in week zero that are now playing now with lines out. Notre Dame's playing Tennessee State, so that game doesn't have a line, just to use that as an example. So we've got Hawaii playing Stanford. This number has moved like crazy. Went off the board. You had a great piece of advice. Watch the Vanderbilt game. If there's any shops that are out there, you could have grabbed a 7. I was fortunate enough to at least grab the 7 with Hawaii. So that's down to 3.5. San Jose State plays on Sunday against Oregon State. That line, if you like the dog, you can get as high as 17. You mentioned UMass. They're playing Auburn. That line has moved quite considerably from 39, I believe, down to 35 because of what we saw from UMass. Any teams that we saw in week zero that you're looking to either fade or follow, Brad, in week one?
UMass would be one, just because fundamentally I think they're a different team, and we saw that, you know, just because of the multitude of Power 5 transfers. Look, there were some things that went on in that game. Maybe they didn't deserve to win by 11, even though New Mexico State scored on the final play, but I still thought they were clearly the right side in that game. And Auburn, we'll see. If with a first game under first-year coach, do you want to be laying that kind of number, especially with suppressed scoring? With the clock rules, I don't want to be laying big numbers right now until I see different. Other teams, I kind of want to fade USC. You can't lay 38 with that defense. I think, you know, the big underdog is always live with that USC defense. So I would want to be more on the fade on USC. And then some other teams, you know, I kind of want to take Tennessee State when that line comes out. To be honest with you, it's going to be 45 plus.
Yep.
I think Notre Dame would be a little sloppy compared to what they were. They played almost a dang near perfect game against Navy. I think that, you know, from the travel from Ireland, I'll be a little sloppy. So anything over 45, take Tennessee State.
Did you do anything, Brad, with your power rating on Notre Dame?
Slight upgrade. You know, I didn't listen to my power rating. My power rating said take Notre Dame against Navy. And, you know, me, sky is falling, Chicken Little, you know, always thinking the worst case scenario. I didn't do it. So it was already saying, you know, upgrade Notre Dame. So I upgraded about a half point or so.
Hey, but a game they're about to be fascinated about. It's a 9 a.m. kick here on the West Coast. Deion Sanders, first game as a head coach of a Power 5. Brand new roster in Colorado. I think the overlook point in this is TCU's roster is drastically different from the last time we saw them versus Georgia in the championship game. Number sits at 20.5. You have a strong opinion in this game?
I had a strong enough opinion where I made two bets. I laid 17.5. I took 21.5. I think the current number at 20.5 is about where it should be. Obviously, a lot of uncertainty with Colorado, so it wasn't, you know, with strong convictions on either side. I actually preferred the 21.5 with Colorado. I liked what I've seen in fall camp, particularly on offense. Shador is better than I expected. I think they got some weapons at wide receiver. What I am worried about, though, that defense. I mean, outside of Travis Hunter, I don't see a lot of dudes on defense. I think TCU's offense will have their way. And then we've seen money come in big time on the over this week.
Wrap on this. I leave the best for last. Not really. But you mentioned this on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. 20 seconds. Boston College is hosting Northern Illinois. The number is down to 8. Is Northern Illinois going to keep it close to BC?
Oh, man. It's another one that's moving against my numbers. I bet BC, but at worst number. I'll lay the 8, 8.5.
Brad, always a pleasure, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care, guys.
There he is. Brad Powers, at Brad Powers 7 on social media. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray.
I think I'm going to take Colorado money line.
Why do you like burning money? I just don't understand why you like lighting money on fire.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The updated NFL betting guide will be released on Thursday, folks. Throughout the NFL preseason, the VSiN experts have been reevaluating every team to give you the betting edge. Our updated NFL betting guide will have picks from every on-air host. To get into those, tell the people what we gave out. Team-specific preseason analysis, how to use VSiN betting splits and football contest strategies. If you want the best and most comprehensive collection of picks, predictions, and previews, now's the time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber for as low as $19. Or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. Sign up today, VSiN.com/subscribe. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Prime Time. I'm going to go through some to make the conference championship odds here in just a minute, but I'm going to go through and give my favorite because I'm putting you on the spot and I didn't get you prepared for this. But looking at week one, yes, it is not the sexiest slate of college football games. But if you remove Florida State, LSU, Sean, what is the game? It doesn't even have to be a game that you're definitely going to bet. A game that you really want to watch. Teams that you're intrigued about heading into 2023. So looking at some of the more notable games, I think Boise State, Washington, big spread. That's a 3:30 Eastern game in Washington. Will Washington live up to the hype? Boise State is the preseason favorite to win the Mountain West. I'm very fascinated to check that game out, Sean. I would be surprised if Penn State doesn't take care of business against West Virginia. That's the primetime game in Happy Valley. And kind of an off-the-radar game, and it's not because of this is where you went. I really want to watch your boys in action against South Alabama.
Yeah, well, you gave out two of the four I was going to give out.
8 p.m. Eastern, South Alabama goes to Tulane. I think arguably these are two. I mean, Tulane is the only ranked G5 team right now.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously represented the G5 last year and did so quite well, beating USC.
That's what we do.
They better be aware, man. They better be ready.
So let's start.
They better be ready.
I like to sequence my likes and dislikes based on start time.
Okay.
So 9 a.m. Pacific, mm-hmm. I will be locked in to Fox.
East Carolina, Michigan?
Colorado, TCU.
Okay.
I'll be locked in to Colorado, TCU that morning. Then the next game that kind of piques my interest, I won't be locked in, but I do want to watch at least on the peripheral, is Washington to see what Penix, DeBoer look like in season two together at Washington versus, you know, not a national title contending Boise State team, but a top 50 team in Boise State. And I kind of want to see what they look like.
And I would say a team that certainly will be in the discussion for teams that could represent the G5 and the New Year's Six. The problem with them is they play UCF at home. They go to Memphis. They have a really challenging schedule. But I think Boise State's... The question I have about the Broncos this year is how much will they miss Dirk Cutter? When they brought in Dirk Cutter last year to upstart that offense.
And for me, it's not an evaluation of Boise State. I feel like I've already got a good ceiling and floor on them.
Yeah, it's what Washington.
It's what is Washington? Because I have them in the college football guy as a college football playoff type team.
Yeah.
4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. I have Penn State winning the national championship. So in a lot of ways, to me, Penn State versus West Virginia should look like Notre Dame versus Navy. This is a West Virginia team that's in a rebuild in a lot of ways. This is the best team I think James Franklin has had. This is a home game for Penn State, so I'm looking for dominance from Penn State. Maybe not straight start to finish, but by we get to the mid-second quarter on, I mean, Penn State should look like the far superior team.
What do you want to see? So earlier today, it was announced that Kyle McCord won the starting quarterback job for Ohio State, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Aller is going to be the starting quarterback for Penn State. We still don't know about Alabama at this point in time. Carson,
I don't know if Alabama knows.
Yeah, that's true. Carson Beck's going to be the starting quarterback for Georgia. They're all going to win week one in their respective games.
I don't know. Middle Tennessee went to Miami last year and won. Put on a show, by the way. I went and rewatched that game just because I kind of wanted to get a feel, because this is – I didn't even put a number out yet for this game because I'm interested. If this number is over
– oh, it's 39.
Okay, I might lay the money with Middle Tennessee just because I think they can score.
Are you putting Miami in the same sentence as Alabama?
Not at all. All I'm simply talking about is with the time difference, with the clock not stopping out of the first down, with I think there being some inconsistency at whoever plays quarterback for Alabama, so I could see some missed third down conversions, limited amount of possessions for Bama. I don't know if Bama's ready to cover a big number like that, so I want to get in before the market correct.
But what do you want to see from Drew Aller, from Carson Beck, from Kyle McCord?
Same thing from Sam Hartman. Poise, command, confidence, ball location.
I mean, Sam Hartman's as old as you.
I know, but Drew Aller played last year, so he's not like an incoming true freshman. Carson Beck played last year, even played a national championship game, so he's not like an incoming new freshman. None of those teams changed offensive court. Well, Georgia did, but they promoted from within. So,
Bama did too.
Yeah, but I didn't say Bama.
Oh, okay.
Because those guys, I saw Jalen Milroe. I didn't like what I saw against Arkansas. So
you haven't seen Ty Simpson yet. I guess that's the...
Well, I watched his high school stuff,
right.
And then I watched the spring game.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks okay, but he doesn't look special. You know, so because these guys, I think, are veterans, even though they're new as starters, and the talent differential is so great from their team to their opponent in this game, I just want to see a guy that looks like he knows what he's doing, is confident, throwing the ball, makes good decisions. I don't need, like, Sam Hartman. I told you yesterday, I said, what? Notre Dame looks like a national championship team. Sam Hartman won't win the Heisman. If I come away from Penn State and Georgia thinking that about Carson Beck and Drew Aller, that's fine.
By the way, what I am also very much looking forward to is hearing this. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. 7:30 Eastern. We are in Laramie, Wyoming. The CBS game this week is Texas Tech, Wyoming. There's a lot of hype around the Red Raiders, man. And now, look, most of the hype, understandably so, is in our circle, in our gambling sphere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Folks that do the deep dive and look at last year. Look, Brett McMurphy, we love Brett over at the Action Network. Elite mustache. He's got Texas Tech winning the Big 12, and he's not alone. They better take care of business here.
So I called the game, Nebraska at Wyoming. This was when Taylor Martinez was still the quarterback from Nebraska.
So that was like 12 years ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
And then he still was playing like last year?
Right. But I'm gonna sit back and watch this game. That's a tricky little place to play.
Yeah. 14.5 is the spread.
Yeah, I'm gonna just watch that game. I don't have to bet every game. I do. I'm surprised we haven't heard more people that think UTSA will beat Houston outright.
Market's moving that way.
In week one. UTSA is the favorite now.
Mark has moved 4 points. Frank Harris back for UTSA. They did lose their top wide receiver to Ole Miss in a transfer, though. All right, let's run through these real quickly. To make the conference championship, not to win, to make the conference championship.
All right, so, I already know who I like in the
ACC. Clemson and Florida State are both odds-on favorites, -220 for Clemson, -200 for Florida State. Can you make an argument for anyone else?
Oh, yeah, I place a bet on Louisville at 4-1, and I take a pick, Pitt or Miami, 750 or 8-1, and
why
have two plays.
Why do you like – what is your obsession? Do you like pain?
Well, I don't –
Miami?
Listen, I'm looking at value, and this is just to make the game. So as much as this is about – backing Pitt or Miami or both, it's also about the fact that I don't think Clemson is as good as they have been. Now, we'll see.
I'll take a
cigar. Last time I saw Klabe Cupnick, he didn't look great. So maybe he's gotten better. Maybe he hasn't.
Cigar bet. Clemson makes the ACC championship. Get Clemson. You get the field.
No.
2-1?
No, because the championship game needs two teams.
I know. So no. I'm just saying. To make the Big 12 championship, Texas minus 240, then everyone else plus money. Oklahoma plus 120, Kansas State plus 240, Texas Tech, guns up, Red Raiders plus 450, TCU 6-1, Baylor plus 650. I think Texas Tech at plus 450 is an interesting play there. They do play Texas the last game of the season, which I don't love. But also Kansas State. Kansas State's getting some hype.
My two plays would be TCU and UCF, just for value.
All right. And then to make the Pac-12 championship, USC minus 150. I would not play that. Oregon plus 120. Washington plus 125. Utah plus 250. Oregon State 4-1. UCLA 6-1.
I take UCLA at 6-1. I think that's good value. And I'm going to take Colorado at 71 just because I want you to get upset.
There's so many good people and places to donate money to. Don't light money on fire. I'll book all your Colorado action.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.